Roxy Music was your first band?
Yep, Roxy Music was my first band.
Well, come on, no, shoot it out,
no,
come
no,
on.
No, it's not quite true. No, I had bands at school.
What were they called? Because
yeah,
I love
that. We've been talking about all the embarrassing things that we did.
Shall I tell you something, though? The person who thought of this name became the assistant editor of the NME in the 70s, called Ian...
McDonald.
So I'm afraid he's going to have to take responsibility. It was called Pooh and the Ostrich Feather.
Pooh and the Ostrich Feather. How long did Pooh and the Ostrich Feather last?
Oh, that was about 2 years.
Oh, man.
It moved on to Quiet Sun. In the last hour of the show here,
we want you to call us if you were ever in a group that went nowhere, but what were they called? We'll list up some of the failed names. My favourite failed name, coming back to the NME again, another assistant editor just after him, Ian McDonald, was Phil McNeil. Now, Phil McNeil was a very sober, very had to be, because the madhouse, the enemy, somebody had to, you know, had the straight bat, and it was always Phil. And then one day, rather disastrously, he said, you know, people, you know, at the end of Charlie Murray and all those, had their own bands, they were all unmarried marriage counsellors. Phil suddenly said, I was in a band for a short while, so we edged forward to, don't anybody blow this, we must treat this very carefully. As we said, shh, were you Phil? Yeah, I was in a band. We actually a couple of supports we did for Kokomo once. Did you really, Phil? What were they called, Phil? Because I love the idea of Phil. We were called Slow Dive Dancer. Oh, Slug, you don't want to admit you were ever in a group called Slow Dive Dancer. Really? And after that, when every did, any time you got the chance to put in his coffee, of course they were no Slow Dive Dancer. You should never admit to being a foul group. Pooh and the Ostrich Feather.
Well, as it was either a choice between that or Wing Commander Nixon and his wheat-eating bees. What would you choose?
That's the top of the shop. Wing Commander Nixon and his wheat-eating bees. And Roxy Music, were you around when that was actually tossed around?
It became Roxy Music. It was called Roxy.
But
there was a band in America, from Boston or something called Roxy, so we couldn't use that. So we just tagged on music onto the end.
Similarly, Monty Python was for a while called A Horse, a Spoon and a Bucket. And then it became... was there any alternative to Roxy Music, do you remember?
I never heard of any, no, because by the time I arrived, they had decided on Roxy, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Were you ever in a band?
Never. No, I can't play no music instrument at all. Big surprise. Well, not dexterous at all.
Yeah, and but you don't need to.
I haven't stopped anyone else. It's
not a little Brian Eno. I mean, quite what
conceptual artist.
Exactly, conceptual artist.